You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
I look good.
I got big energy every day.
Let's go!
And he is dicked.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
That's right.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Welcome on, Herbert.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together, we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey there, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to Charger Chat Draft Edition.
Bonus.
All right, 2021 draft. Yes, folks, you are going to get the instant reaction of both Kevin and myself.
Hi.
We'll see if we can get Kyle to make an appearance at some point in this draft. Maybe a voice, maybe a terrible impersonation. We don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
As the night goes on and Wold Dog has himself a sip of beer.
Ooh,
too.
That looks tasty. Looks very tasty, Wold Dog. Mm-hmm.
That's the Omission beer I mentioned. Omission. Mm. If you would like to sponsor us, please do. That would be awesome.
I was in a rush and I totally forgot to get beer, so I'm beerless tonight.
That's okay.
Disappointed in myself.
You can be forgiven. So, folks, it is currently 6:15 my time, 7:15 Kevin's time. We are watching the draft right now. There's a Jaguar fan sitting in the chair. They're now on the clock. I just heard Goodell say Jaguars are on the clock, so it is officially starting, folks.
Oh, my
folks.
God, the draft is here.
So very exciting, folks. This has been butterflies in the stomach for at least the past 48 hours, I'm sure.
Oh, dude, it's been brutal.
It's been very brutal. So everything's been leading up to this moment ever since the last game of the last season where we were like, well, we just kind of screwed ourselves out of pick three. Whoop-de-frickin'-do.
Now we're dealing
now
with
it. Now it's just been like, yeah. Now we're dealing with it. Now we've made our bed. It's time to sleep in it, folks. So it's going to be rewatching the video of our last episode and seeing how many different people that are players that people think we're going to pick. Christian Darrisaw, Rashawn Slater, Penei Sewell, J.C. Horn.
Quiddy Pay.
There's so many names. Quiddy Pay. So it's like, it's so unsettling to not like have any like firm footing as far as like who we're going to pick. So it's really scary.
So, okay. So you and I do this real quick. Who are you thinking we're going to grab in the first round? Go.
Obviously, I want Penei Sewell. I want us to trade up to get Penei Sewell. Is that realistic? No. I think...
Come on, you can do it. Spit it out, girlfriend. Spit it out. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say Rashawn Slater. Jesus. I'll say Rashawn Slater.
Okay, cool. Okay.
But I want Penei Sewell. I wouldn't be unhappy with J.C. Horn. I wouldn't be unhappy with Surtain, though I know a lot of those guys aren't going to be around when it comes time for us to pick. And it very well could be somebody that we don't expect. It could be the wide receiver category. It could be the Quiddy Pay category. But if I'm going to pick, I'm going to say Rashawn Slater, man. Yeah.
I want Penei Sewell. Let's see what happens.
I know. Today has been a roller coaster for me as well. I got my second vaccination shot, and who
good
did
work.
I see
good
on
work.
The other end? I saw this pharmacist, and they're in their white coat, as pharmacists always are, but around her neck was a freaking Raiders lanyard.
Oh,
like, excuse me. And I'm dressed like this, okay? I've got my Chargers jersey on. I've got my draft hat on. So I'm kind of awkwardly there. Like, I'm waiting for them to say something because I don't want to start shit when I'm trying to get a vaccination
shot. Yeah, she's
going to
stab you with something, so you might want to play it cool.
Right, so let's play it cool, Hotshot. Let's see how this all rolls out. Didn't say anything. Didn't mention, like, oh, I see you're a Charger fan or anything like that. So everything was very civil. Everything went fine. So
she didn't jab you a couple times.
Man,
I missed it.
I'll be honest. I did feel the shot this time. Last time I didn't really feel it. This time did feel it.
They
so.
Can pick certain parts on your arm where it hurts less. The first shot hurt more. The second shot hurt less. I think you got kind of screwed over by a Raider fan, bro. I'm sorry.
Just a little
you.
Bit. Just a tad. They gave me the thicker needle, apparently. So, but man, that just felt like such a bad omen when I went there. I was like, oh, what am I looking at right now on draft day? Get out of my face. So, but.
All right. Well, let's just, we'll see. We'll jump back in a little bit when we get closer to our pick, but.
Boy, 3 minutes. We all know they're going to pick Trevor Lawrence, man. Just freaking say it. I don't know why they're taking so GD long.
This is like those fantasy drafts, like when we do fantasy football drafts. And it's just like,
it is. Yeah, somebody's running late. Somebody's,
yeah, it's like literally
somebody's on the freeway trying to get back to their computer because
the GM's internet like timed him out. And he's just like, oh, God, I can't pull the trigger yet. So I wonder if they make them like use a lot of the time to fill this whole time slot they have allocated. Because when it gets into the sixth and seventh round, they're just cranking. It goes down to like 2 minutes a pick, and if they can do that in the sixth and seventh round, they can do that here. We don't need to watch 15 minutes of Trevor Lawrence highlights. I'm get to our pick.
We really
I want
don't.
Our pick. I'm tired of sitting here waiting. Yeah. I want my pick.
Yeah, they must tell them to like take their freaking time with it, and let's stretch this out, get as many views as we possibly can. So
I wanted to ask Kyle, how you doing up there in the air?
Kevin, I'm about 20,000 feet.
Mayday.
Sorry, ma'am. I'll sit back down. But yeah, we're doing good. Just waiting for our picks. All right, I'll kill everybody.
Thanks for checking in, Kyle. It's nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Kyle. Wow.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
You must have been, they must have found your smoke bomb collection. I'm sorry about that.
It sounded
Kyle.
Like he was
Hopefully
running from the bathroom, like he was running around the plane, like trying to hide in the bathroom or
That's
something.
What, yeah. I think he's throwing smoke bombs left and right. That's, yeah. Hopefully Air Marshal brought the more comfy handcuffs with him. So,
yeah, the fuzzy ones.
We'll keep an eye.
Fuzzy ones.
That's right, the pink fuzzy ones, absolutely. So we'll keep an eye, folks. Okay, Jaguars finally got their ding-ding pick in.
We know who it is. Moving on.
Yeah, so we'll again, folks, we'll pipe up when something crazy happens, but obviously you'll see us back here at pick 13 or any bit of Charger trade action happens. Ooh. Okay, folks. Oof. We're waiting to see now for Detroit, but they just went to their war room. Everybody is like, they're acting like they just won the lottery. They're jumping around so excited. I don't know who it could be that they could be so excited to get. I know who I would be excited to get, but Detroit, I mean, they just made their trade.
How exciting are offensive linemen? You know what I mean? Like,
I know that's why
he's a little more certain, maybe something secondary.
Maybe could be secondary. I mean, Detroit's in almost a completely fresh state as well, just like us for the Chargers. They've got new coaching staff. They got a brand new quarterback now. Not brand new, but I mean a new
He's
quarterback for
old.
Detroit.
It's like a trade-in. Yeah. He's a trade-in.
They did a swap.
Hold on, here it is. Penei Sewell's off the board. God. We no longer can have
Penei Sewell. All right, folks. Well, there you go. Penei Sewell is off.
See this? You see this? See this imaginary dagger in my hand? Right there in my heart.
You.
Just
All right. Well, we know that they needed one. They needed a tackle. We would have loved to see Penne come to the Chargers, but now I get to see this knucklehead dancing around.
Damn it. It sucks.
It does suck. There's still We knew this was going to happen. We knew being at pick 13, there's too many opportunities for us to not get the guy that we absolutely want. And so here's top number guy, Penei Sewell, off the board, folks, unfortunately, going to Detroit. Hopefully he can do some help out there for Anthony Lynn and Jared Goff and all their players.
I hope nothing good comes from this, so whatever, let's move on.
Let's be shamelessly positive here.
Not right now. I can't be that quickly shamelessly positive.
All right. Well, though Kevin Duggan made the pick that Rashawn Slater would be coming to the Chargers, he is already upset that Penei Sewell is off the board. Okay. Well, Kevin is in full shutdown mode, folks. We'll be right back with the next pick. All right, folks.
I'm back. I'm positive again. I got over it, guys. I did it. That took me about 5 minutes.
Here comes the Carolina pick.
Carolina Panthers select J.C. Horn. Oh,
J.C.
no.
J.C. Horn.
Craig. Okay. I'm so sorry, Craig.
Sorry, Craig. J.C. Horn, obviously a very talented cornerback. One that, honestly, that was my pick when I filled out my Chargers. Guess who's going to be the Chargers pick? I filled in J.C. Horn. But he's been climbing up the ladders, and obviously now going to be with Carolina. But Carolina didn't take an offensive tackle, which was a possibility out there floating around for a while. So,
oh my God, dude! The Bears.
Okay, folks.
Whoa!
Apparently, we're in trade territory right now. The Bears have traded up now to pick 11.
Is it the Giants, dude? I was worried about the Giants.
The Giants. Absolutely, could have been a possibility to take a tackle. They are now traded back, obviously. Chicago has pick 11. The pick is in.
This is Fields for sure. They have needed a quarterback for so freaking long. They have missed out on so many quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, Justin Fields. I feel bad for my wife, who's a Packer fan, that he'll be in their division, but I'm glad he's not in the AFC West.
Absolutely. And I'm just glad that it's a quarterback that's being taken now at pick 11, because that means there's one more pick between pick 11 and pick 13, folks.
And do the Cowboys really need a left tackle right now? I don't know. Sure.
My finger is far from the pulse of the Dallas Cowboys needs.
If this is who I think it is, I think we might have gotten ninja'd. We might have gotten Tommy T'd ninja. Tommy T Hollywood ninja.
God, this is scary, folks. We see Roger Goodell. He's wandering out right now. I'm curious who the Charger fan is going to be that's going to be sitting in that recliner.
Oh my God.
It's pretty cool. Okay, let's see what Goodell's got to say.
This has
got
to be Fields. The 11th pick is Justin Fields, baby. I called it. I knew it. They need a quarterback. They've needed one forever. They got one, and there's still
Absolutely.
A tackle on the board, baby.
There we go. All right. So now, folks, Dallas sitting in front of the Chargers.
Come on, Dallas. Don't screw us. Oh, do not screw us, Dallas. Okay. Moment of truth, folks, guys. Holy crap.
Pick 12. It's in. All right. Dallas is making their pick. Analysts are saying defensive linemen.
Michael Parsons.
I had a feeling. Okay.
Oh, my God. Micah Parsons.
Okay, folks. Micah Parsons, pick 12 to the Dallas Cowboys. Chargers are now in full effect. Okay. All right. Y'all heard it at the beginning, okay? And you heard Duggan on the last episode. We were saying Rashawn Slater.
He could fall. I was being very optimistic. And what has happened, guys?
Here we are.
Like rain, he fell, baby. Oh my God.
We were sad that it wasn't Penei Sewell, but Rashawn Slater is absolutely somebody that we wanted.
Everyone was saying he's the closest to Penei. So hey, yeah. I'll take some sloppy seconds.
And he's 100% need. So
ooh, that's a good sloppy second.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. We'll come back.
Here we go. Back. Okay. All right, folks. Here it is. Moment of truth. God bless. All right, we're gonna see. Here it
comes. Hold on, it's right here.
Slater!
Yes!
Oh, goodness gracious!
We got our left tackle, ladies and gentlemen.
Rashawn Slater fell all the way to pick 13. Every mock draft I've been seeing lately, he's been gone. We've been taking Darisaw or if you're Matt Money Smith, Quiddy Pay.
You're welcome. The ninja has done it again.
Oh my God. Rashawn Slater.
Oh my God, we got him, guys. We got him.
We freaking got him.
We didn't get Penei, but we got the next best thing, and that second best tackle on the board, Rashawn Slater.
We are still absolutely happy with this pick, and we didn't 100%.
And we didn't lose any picks. We still got eight more of our picks, so we are
That's 100% right. Rashawn freaking Slater, my goodness. What a pick.
Wow.
That is so damn cool. Oh. Here we go.
He's walking out. He looks like a stud. That suit looks nice. Those are Charger colors, dude. He's rocking the blue. He's got blue tie. That's a powder blue tie, baby. Is he calling
Hell
that?
Yeah.
He called his shot.
Well, there you go, folks. Pick 13, Rashawn Slater. We wanted him, and we got him. I mean, that's all we could ever ask for.
Oh, my God. I'm so thrilled. I could not be more thrilled. Oh, so that jersey looks so good. He just handed him his number one jersey. It's so pretty.
All right. So Justin Herbert gets an entirely brand new line outside of Brian Bulaga, Iowa.
Making new Iowa.
It's a lot of big boys going to be protecting Justin. I love
so
it, man.
Happy.
Oh,
so happy. This
give me
so
the
great.
Season now. This is all I needed to hear. Give me the season.
The buildup
Bring it on.
Was worth it. He fell. No one said we were going to get him for months and months and months. No one was even projecting him because, like, he'll be gone. He'll be way gone.
He'll be
and
gone.
Guess what?
Not going to happen.
We did it again, and I called my shot.
Boop. Yeah, absolutely did. And I struggle with it because I didn't think he would get to this point. So it's just like, all right, Rashawn Slater, whatever. And we got him. So, feels good, folks. It was, you never know if what the fans want and what the coaches want are going to line up. And in this situation, it absolutely did. So great pick by the Chargers. We still got 8 more to go. We'll see how the rest of the draft goes. But thank you, folks, for checking in with us, making sure that Huggin is still alive and breathing. There's been no screams. We had a little screaming when we didn't get Penny, but you know what? That was
moment.
To be.
I bounced back. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you came back.
Okay.
Yeah, it was to be expected. So we're not reacting like we just picked up Justin Herbert and not, you know, prior to his, you know, rookie record setting year. This is pretty damn exciting. So I think that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Girl, love you. Bye. I'm so happy. I don't even know what's happening. It's crazy. It's a bird. It's a plane.
Sorry,
it's the coach, Duggan. Okay, love you. Bye.
Yes. Yes. Good job, Tom. Hell yeah. Let's go. Don't gang it on fame.